భూర్భువస్సు భరితివా భూర్భువస్సు భరితివా ఏతాస్తిస్రో వ్యాహృతయః వ్యాహృతయః తాసామూహస్మై తాం చతుర్థీం. సో రిమెంబర్ ద సెంటెన్స్ దర్ తాసాం ఉ హ ఏతాం చతుర్థీం మహాచమస్యః ప్రవేదయతే స్మ. సమ్ టైమ్స్ ఉపనిషత్ హ్యాడ్ టు రిమెంబర్ విచ్ ప్రిఫిక్స్ షుడ్ బి విడ్ గో వేర్ విచ్ అఫిక్స్ షుడ్ గో వేర్ హ్యాడ్ టు ప్రవేదయతే స్మ షుడ్ గో విత్ దట్ అండ్ ఉ అండ్ హ ఆర్ యాడెడ్ to talk about the lineage, family lineage of Mahachamasya. Okay. Maha iti, maha iti, tad brahma, sa atma. Okay. That mahaha vyahritihi, which is added to the three vyahritis, is a great vyahriti. Why it's a great vyahriti? Because it is all pervading vyahriti. All pervading means what? We are not talking about the atma here. We are not talking about the self or consciousness here. Always the great pervades everything. The more powerful pervade the less powerful. It's like what? The senior service manager pervades the all other, you know, team managers. How? Not physically. Not physical pervasion. Every team manager has some power, means that power is what? Derived from where? Or, for example, somebody, the person who has been elected as a minister, has some power, means that power he derives from where? The position, isn't it? Suppose, if you are working for a big company, suppose, when you go somewhere, you are respected, means you are just off, after all you are working for a small company, some company. But the company is very powerful, means that company's power pervades you, means what? Pervades you means you also have some power. Isn't it? Power is because of what? Because you are part of something. See, for a person to enjoy some capacity to, for some power, you know, you must be part of, you must be drawing some power from somewhere. If you are a minister, see, suppose I tell you, John, the minister of, suppose, which party, Labour Party or some other party, you know, whatever it is. The John minus minister, what power does he have? Nothing. John as a minister has some power, isn't it? Has some power. The power now, because of his position, he has that power, and somebody goes as a representative of him, that person also what now? He also has the same power. Why? Not as much as him, but still he represents the powerful person. He also has some power. Any representative also has the power of the one who is represented. I think here also, this, what I want to say, this Angi Devata become the more powerful, more superior, the main deity, and Anga Devatas are subordinate Devatas. Remember this much, don't get confused. Okay? So here what he says, Mahaha, this Devata, this Vyakriti Mahaha is great. Why? Because it represents the main deity. Is it clear now? If Mahaha represents the main Devata, Mahaha is a symbol for main Devata, what about other Vyakritis? Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. They represent other Devatas, which are the subordinate Devatas. Subordinate, how do you imply the Sanskritam, how do you say Angani? Okay, one Angi, three Angani. One main Devata, three subordinate devatas. Subordinate devatas are represented by three Vyakritis, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Main devata is represented by this Angi. Angi devata is represented by Mahaha. Has it become clear now? Yes. At least this is clear. That is what you are expected to understand here. That is more than enough. So, you know, we are only not going to practice. You are understanding this, isn't it? At least now you know, in Vedic meditation, object of meditation is always Ishwaraha. Okay, what you are focusing on, what is actually meditated upon is Ishwaraha. But Ishwaraha is meditated on always an Alambanam. Okay? Alambanam, we have to be very clear. Bhagavan never becomes, Bhagavan is never the tiny little Ganesha sitting in one corner. Bhagavan is the incomprehensible vast universe. Immeasurable universe, but this little Ganesha is Bhagavan. There is no doubt. Similarly, no devata is an alambanam, but every alambanam is a devata. Is it clear now? We are going to see that. So already have understood that. So here now we have, it's because it's Vyakriti Upasanam, because alambanani are Vyakritis, upon which we are going to invoke four different devatas. Of the four devatas, we have this difference here. Previously, I didn't talk about the Angi devata and Anga devatas. Angi is the main devata, Angani are subordinate devatas. And which is the Alambanam upon which the main deity is invoked? That is important to know. Is Mahaha. Mahaha is the Alambanam upon which the Angi Devata is meditated. And all other Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha become the symbols for other subordinate Devatas. For next line he says, Anga Anyanya Devata Aha. Anga Anyanya Devata Aha. So, Anyaha Devataha Angani. He does not talk about the Angi. He just said the Devata represented by Mahaha is Angi. Devata represented by Mahaha is Angi. That is not said there. That is implied there. Angi means what? Main Devata. So what about other devatas? Anyaha devataha angani. Other devatas meditated upon Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha or angani, subordinate. Is it clear now? Upanishad doesn't say that. We have to add here. Angani anya devataha. Anyaha devataha angani. Other deities are subordinate ones. Other deities are subordinate ones is said in the Upanishad. We have to make out who is the main devata. How do we make out who is the main devata? By knowing who this main devata is, the one who is meditated upon Mahaha. How do you know the main devata who is meditated upon Mahaha is this Pradhana, main devata, main deity, because the Maha is in glorified. Tad Brahma sa Atma. These two word sentences, Tad Brahma sa Atma. These two small sentences have nothing to do with consciousness, nothing to do with reality, nothing to do with self or anything. These two lines glorify only the Mahaha Vyakritihi. Maho Vyakritihi. Maho Vyakritihi means what? The Vyakritihi called Mahaha. The syllable called Mahaha. The syllable Mahaha, known as Vyakritihi, is glorified as what? Great Vyakhruti, which pervades all the Vyakhrutis. That means what? That is the Vyakhruti upon which the main deity is meditated upon. Meditated. Is it clear now?
Mm-hmm.
So make out. Now we are going to invoke. We are going to invoke now. Bhuriti va ayam lokaha. Ayam lokaha. Bhuvayityantariksham. Bhuvayityantariksham. Suvarityasau lokaha. Suvarityasau lokaha. Suvarityasau lokaha. Suvarityasau lokaha. Mahayityadityaha.
Mahayityadityaha.
Okay, now he says, now upon these first three Vyakhrutis, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, what are all invoked, like we had there also. See, now we learnt Adhiloka Samhita Upasanam. Here Upanishad does not talk about Adhiloka etc., but we can say ourselves. First, Adhiloka Vyakhruti Upasanam. We are saying, now lokas are taken. Bhuhu is the syllable, Bhuhu is the Vyakhruti upon which you meditate, you invoke this lokaha. Ayam asau bhuriti va ayam lokaha. Ayam lokaha means not English ayam, Sanskrit ayam is this. This universe, this world, this earth, this world, the known world, bhulokaha, is represented by bhuhu. Bhuhu, if you say, it stands for the whole known world. What is, Ishvara as his known world is meditated upon, what now? Bhuhu Vyakhritihi. You are visualizing the whole Vyakhritihi upon this Bhuhu. When you focus attention on Bhuhu, Bhuhu stands for what now? Ayam Lokaha, this world. Then Bhuvayityantariksham, Bhuvayityantariksham. Now, antariksham, the intermediary space between this world and the unknown world, is represented by Vyakhritihi Bhuvaha. Or the Bhuvaha is meditated upon, the antariksham, the intermediary space, is meditated upon Bhuvaha. Suvarityasau lokaha. Suvarityasau lokaha. Suvaha iti asau lokaha. Asau lokaha means that world. That world means what? Why it is that? Unknown. Which is far away from you. Much far, far, far away from you. That unknown world, which is far away from you. Swarga lokaha. Heaven is what now? Meditated upon the Vyakhritihi Suvaha. Is it clear now? Bhuhu represents this world. Suvaha represents that world, unknown world, higher world. And Bhuvaha represents the intermediary space between this and that universe, that world. Thereby, the whole entire prapancha cosmos becomes visualized upon these three Vyakhritis. Don't ask me how, when and all that. This is you should know what is the object of meditation, what is the symbol. Your mind is too small to conceive of this universe, this world. The mind is too small to conceive of the intermediary space. You can never conceive of anything, the whole. Know why? You are part of everything here. Because the whole includes you. And the mind which is involved in this act of meditation, itself being part of the whole, it is impossible for this mind to visualize the whole. That is why we always have a nalambanam. Is it clear now? Therefore, Bhuritiva Ayam Lokaha, Bhuritiva Ayam Lokaha, Bhuvayityantariksham, Bhuvayityantariksham, Suvarityadityaha, Suvarityadityaha. Hari, Suvarityasau Lokaha, Suvarityasau Lokaha, I'm sorry, Suvarityasau Lokaha,
Suvarityasau
Lokaha, Mahayityadityaha,
Mahayityadityaha.
Now, okay, these three words, this word, other unknown word, and the intermediary space, are meditated upon these three Vyakritis, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. What is meditated upon Mahaha? Maha Ityadityaha.
Maha Ityadityaha.
A sun, Surya Devata, is meditated upon Mahaha. That means, the deity, who is the Pradhana Devata here? Suryaha. What are other, what about other devatas? A bhulokaha, swargalokaha, antariksham, intermediate space, they're all, what now? Subordinate devatas. Who is the pradhana devata? Suryaha. Why Suryaha is, therefore Suryaha is invoked upon which Vyakriti? Mahaha. Why Suryaha is superior? Why Surya is the main devata in this meditation? He says, because Aditya Navava Sarve Loka Mahiyante. Aditya Navava Sarve Loka Mahiyante. Aditya Navava. Aditya Navava. Sarve loka mahiyante,
sarve loka mahiyante.
Va, va. In English we say, simply not English actually. It's va, va, some exclamation you say. Similarly, Aditya Navava, sarve loka mahiyante.
Aditya Navava, sarve loka mahiyante.
Because all these three worlds are, now they is powerful, they become great, they shine, they exist, survive because of the sun. How all the worlds shine, all the worlds, you know, really become powerful, they have very existence, they survive because of the sun. Minus sun, all the worlds will be without energy. There is no energy without sun. Okay? All the three worlds, please understand, when Upanishad says, it means it. All, that world, unknown world, don't worry about it. Whether the world is there or not, don't worry about it. Shastram talks about that world. We will see more about that later on. We are going to see the following meditation, is very interesting meditation. Next meditation. Then you understand that also. So, this, the other higher worlds and Antariksham and this Bhuloka, all the worlds survive because of sun. For the light, for the energy, for the heat, for the food, for rains, for waters, I tell you, for everything, we are solely dependent on solar energy. From this situation, we can understand. Upanishad says, all the three worlds represented by Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, all of them survive, live, they sustained because of the sun. Surya, Adityena, Vava, you know, Sarve, Lokaha, Mahiyante. Oh, Bhuloka, great. We say Bhuloka is very great. Bhurloka is very great. Suvarloka is very great. What? Their greatness is because of what? They all shine as great worlds because of the greatness of sun. Whose greatness make these lokas great? Whose power make these lokas powerful? Whose power make these lokas powerful? Whose energy make these lokas energetic? son. Therefore, Adityaha is the devata, superior devata, okay, represented by Mahaha, and because of which alone, all the Angi devatas, Bhulokaha, then Antariksham, Swargalokaha, represented by Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Vyahurtis, they are all subordinate devatas. Who is the main devata here? Pradhana devata, Angi devata, Suryaha. Why? Adityena eva vava sarve lokaha mahiyante. Is it clear? This much is enough here.
Vava.
Vava is, yeah. Vava. Wow. Okay. Not Tamil Vava, okay? Tamil Vava means come. Okay. Next we go. So this is the first loka upasana. Okay? Lo adhiloka vyakriti upasana. Finished. Now we'll go to the next. You have the same way. We are doing it differently also. Don't take it. Not the same way. Now lokas are first invoked upon. Thereafter, Bhuritiva Agnihi, Bhuritiva Agnihi, Bhuvaiti Vayuhu, Bhuvaiti Vayuhu, Suvaritya Dityaha, Suvaritya Dityaha, Mahaiti Chandrama, Mahaiti Chandrama, Chandrama Savava, Chandrama Savava, Sarvani, Sarvani, Jyoti Gumshi, Jyoti Gumshi, Mahiyante,
Mahiyante.
Now, the next upasana. This also, here also we have four branched meditation. In Samhita Upasanam, we had five branched meditation, isn't it? And here we have four branched meditation. Vyakriti Upasanam. The Alambanani are four. In every branch of meditation, every level of meditation, we have four devatas being invoked upon the four Vyakritis. And Maha represents the Angi Devata, and Angani are represented by Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. We have seen the first level of meditation. Now we are going into the second level of meditation, wherein same Mahaha, same Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha are the Alambanani upon which we are invoking the devatas. Look at this now. Bhuritiva Agnihi, Bhuritiva Agnihi. Okay, Agnihi, Agni Devata is invoked upon Bhuhu. Bhuhu, now next level of meditation, finish that, first is over, okay? The next level of meditation, who is the Devata who is meditated upon? Bhuhu Vyakritihi. Is it? Agnihi. Bhuritiva Agnihi. Bhuritiva Agnihi. Bhuvaiti Vayuhu. Bhuvaiti Vayuhu. Vayuhu, Vayu Devata is meditated upon the Vyakritihi Bhuvaha. Suvaritya Dityaha. Here, in the second level of meditation, Adityaha is not the Pradhana Devata. Aditya has become subordinate Devata. Is it clear now? Second level of meditation is different now. And here, Aditya is meditated upon what? Suvaha. The sun is meditated upon Suvaha. I'll tell you why. Maha iti chandrama aha. Maha iti chandrama aha. Now here, chandramaha means moon. Moon is the pradhana devata. Moon is meditated upon the mahaha. Is it clear now? Don't get confused. I'll tell you know why. Then, why? Here the doubt comes. What is this? Moon borrows light from sun. How can moon be greater than the sun? How do you say? First, at least we could understand. Loka upasana, isn't it? There, the first level of meditation was very clear. Second level of meditation is little. He has it, don't take it seriously. Here you should not think only the just literally as the devatas here. Here you should understand devatas as the powers, the preceding devatas. You have to remember our preliminary classes on Vedanta. When we studied, I talked to you about the Sukshma Shariram. Remember that? And we have each, you should remember the Sukshma Shariram. And the Sukshma Shariram consists of what? 16 aspects. And what are the 16 aspects? Pancha Gyanendriyani, kindergarten class, come. Pancha Gyanendriyani, Pancha Karmendriyani, Pancha Pranaha, like typical like school children, okay? You have to repeat it now. Ekam Antakaranam. This is how children say that, okay? 16 in turn. India, we used to do that. I don't know how the children study here. The 16 factors constitute the Antak, the Sukshma Shariram. So, every individual has his 16 factors means each power, isn't it? And here Sukshma Shariram means what? All Indriyani. Sukshma itself implies what? The everything being subtle. Subtle means what? Invisible. Invisible means what? You cannot see them through your physical eyes. You understand those powers being manifest. Isn't it? So, the seeing power, hearing power, the power of hands and legs. The power is invisible. The physical, you have to remember here Golakam and also Indriyam. Okay? What is Golakam? What is Indriyam? You have to remember. See, to take you to this Upasam, I have to go back to the second. Again, everything I have to remind you now. The physical part where the subtle power, invisible subtle power obtains is called Golakam. Your eyeball, everything is Golakam. The seeing power is Indriyam. Your ear lobe, your drum is Golakam. Hearing power is Indriyam. This differentiation between the sense power and the organ, no, power, this difference is not in any other language. In Sanskritam, because the vision of the subtle things is there, therefore the language also is very expressive. Golakam is Indriyam. Golakam forms part of the physical body. Indriyam is subtle, invisible. Okay? And the subtle power is called what? Shaktihi. Isn't it? Manifestation, different manifestations of one power, one Shakti, isn't it? Seeing power, hearing power, power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch, the power, the Shakti, which is called Indriyam. Is it clear? So similarly, our pranas are all Indriyam, powers only. Powers of organs of actions. Antahkaranam also is what now? It has a power, isn't it? Everything is a Shakti. Therefore, we say the individual Vyashti Shakti, the individual seeing power, one person's seeing power, is also what now? Simple, isn't it? Now, imagine total power of all the sense organs. See, Chakshuhu, when you say individual seeing power is called Chakshuhu. And the total seeing power is called Devata. You have to differentiate. What is a Devata in this context? See, any natural phenomenon is Devata. But here, the total seeing power, the seeing power of all the eyes. Total seeing power. You can imagine now. You can only understand. You can't really. What is that power? Which is there as the seeing power in all different, you know, innumerably countless individuals is what? Devata, total power. Total seeing power is called Devata. Is it clear? The total seeing power is said to be what now? Presiding deity. Individual seeing power, total seeing power. Individual seeing power is called Chakshuhu. Total seeing power is called Devata. And who is the Devata of seeing power? Adityaha. Okay? Adityaha. And who is the Devata now? Hearing, individual hearing power. Individual power of touch. Tvak Indriyam. And who is the total power of touch?
Vayu.
Is it clear now? The total power of touch is called what? Vayu. Don't take Vayu as just an air. Look at it as a presiding Devata, presiding deity. The total touch power of touch is called what? If you don't remember, go back home today, take Hathabodha book. What is an individual power? What is a Devata? Total power. You have to memorize this from before you come to next class. Tvak Devata, remember, Vayu, we have read it now. I remember Devatas, different Devatas. Okay, go home and study that. So, these different Devatas, so Vayu is the, look at Vayu as what? The presiding Devata or the total power of the touch. Tvak is an individual power of touch. The total power of touching is what? Vayu, Devata. Is it clear or not? You have to remember the total power and the individual power. You know, we are mentioning everything here. We take only three here. So, then Agnihi. Agnihi is the presiding deity of Vag. Remember, what is the Vag? Is the individual power of speech, power of organ of speech. The organ of speech has a power. Sukshma Indriyam, Karma Indriyam, isn't it? They call it one Karma Indriyam. What is that organ of speech? What is the individual power of the organ of speech? What is that? Vak. Vak here means here, don't take a speech. Vag Indriyam. Organ of speech, Vag, which is known as Vag, is the Vag Indriyam, is the individual power of speech. The total power of Vagindriyam, isn't it? The total power of Vagindriyam is called what? Agnihi. So the presiding deity, Devata, of the organ of speech is what? Agnihi. So here we are taking three presiding Devatas, presiding deities. Agnihi, the presiding deity of Vagindriyam. Vayuhu, the presiding deity of Tvagindriyam, and Adityaha, the presiding deity of what now? Chakshurindriyam. Chakshurindriyam, Vagindriyam, Tvagindriyam are the three individual powers for which the total presiding deities of three Indriyani are what now? Respectively here, Agnihi, Vayuhu, Adityaha. Remember now? Is it clear? So Agni here does not, we do not take it as simply Agni. You take it as Agnihi, as a total power of the total seeing power. Vayuhu is the total power of touch. Okay? And Sun is a total, sorry, Agnihi is a total power of speech. And Vayuhu, total power of touch. And Adityaha, total power of eyes. Seeing power, total seeing power. Take as Devataha. Now remember, what is a Vyakti Shakti, what is Samashti Shakti. And the Samashti here, the total seeing power. Have you got the difference between Devata? Have you understood Devata here now? Yes. Therefore, here we are invoking the three on Bhuhu, Vavaha, Suvaha. We are taking everything. Only three we take. The three represent all. Okay? Doesn't matter. But here, who is the Devata? Chandramaha. Chandramaha is the Devata presiding over the mind. The individual mental power is called Manaha. The total mental power is called Chandramaha. Understand now? That is why if mind is confused, on Purnima day, new moon day, better sit and do Devi Upasana so that she will take protect you. Total mental power is called what? Don't take just the moon you see above. Here Chandramaha is the Devata. Devata who presides over all the minds, the total mental power. is Chandramaha. Now, if you think of the sense organs, all these organs of actions and the sense organs, they all, no, they become powerless if the mind goes to sleep. That is why in deep sleep state, what happens when the mind is resolved, mind withdraws its attention backing from the sense organs. What happens to sense organs? They become non-functional. That is why if mind goes elsewhere, you will be sitting and staring at me, you will not be listening to me. Even the words go and hit your eardrum, they hit and they fall somewhere out, they don't enter because why? Mind is not here. That means if the mind does not back up, sense organs cannot function. Sense organs do not, they become non-functional. That is why in deep sleep state, when it is the mind which remains resolved. The mind remains resolved, the poor sense organs and organs of actions, without being backed by mind, they become non-functional. That is why you are not walking or sleeping. You are not walking or talking in deep sleep. If walking and talking is such a different problem. Isn't it? That is a different problem. But you are not listening, you are nothing is happening. Why your physical body is like a dead body in deep sleep state? Because organs of actions are resolved. The indriyani, subtle powers are resolved. Okay. And then powers of organ, then you don't see anything in sleep. You don't hear anything in sleep. Why? They are all non-functional. Why non-functional? Because mind has withdrawn its support. What happened to mind? Resolved. So they also become non-functional. If all these organs, sense organs and organs of actions have to be active, the mind has to back them up. Therefore, who is superior? Sense organs or the mind? Now tell me, this jnana indriyani, karma indriyani, these sense powers and powers of organs of actions, are they superior or the mind, the power, mind, mental power is superior? Because mind can function without the support of sense organs and organs of actions. In meditation, what do you do? I don't know whether you practice in meditation. If you practice meditation at all, in meditation, mind can function independent of the functioning of sense organs and organs of actions. Even if you are not practicing meditation, doesn't matter. You don't need to go for meditation. Some worry is enough. Worry is, that's all of us know very well. When you are worried, something is really troubling you, bothering you. You don't need eyes. You don't need ears. You don't need smelling. You don't need touch. You don't need anything. Mind can just be on its own and nicely it can engage itself in worry. Completely mental activity. So mind is not dependent on the functioning of sense organs or organs of actions. Is it clear? It's true or not? You have to tell me correctly. Mind can function independent of the functioning of senses and the organs of actions. But the sense organs and organs of actions cannot function independent of the mind. Therefore, mind is superior to the sense organs and organs of actions. Therefore, the devata, the total mental power is superior to total seeing power, total power of touch and total power of speech. Is it clear? You have to understand that and from there you have to come here. Have you got it now? Well, who is superior now? Chandramaha. Why Chandramaha is in the second level of meditation? Please listen. In second level of meditation, who is the Pradhana Devata? Chandramaha. So Chandramaha is meditated upon what? Mahaha Vyahritihi. Why Chandramaha is superior? Because Chandramaha is the presiding deity of the mind, which means Chandramaha is the total mental power. Okay. And what about other devatas? Vayuhu, Agnihi, you know, Vayuhu, Agnihi, and Agnihi, Vayuhu, and Adityaha. Hey, those three devatas are the total power of, you know, Adityaha and Vayuhu and Agnihi are total powers of only some organs. It's clear now. Therefore, organs are dependent on the mind. Similarly, therefore, these devatas representing the powers also are inferior to the power of the total mental power represented by Chandramaha. But these four are mated upon the four Vyakritis. Have I made it very clear or not?
Yes.
Hope it's very clear, isn't it? Therefore, he says now, Chandrama Savava, Chandrama Savava, Sarvani, Sarvani, Jyoti Gumshi, Jyoti Gumshi, Mahiyante, Mahiyante. Mahiyante means they become great, they become powerful. You say, oh, hearing power is great, my God, I can hear the sound. Seeing power is great, my God, I can see the light. You say, every power is very great. Isn't any subtle indriyam, any shakti is so great. But this becomes great because of the blessings of whom? Mind. Because of the blessings of mind alone, the seeing power becomes great. Therefore, their greatness is because of the greatness of mind. Isn't it? Therefore, he is a Mahiyanta, means they all become powerful, they all shine, they are all glorified only because of Chandramahani. Therefore, we say, Chandramasa eva. Chandramasa is a third case, instrumental of Chandramas, Chandramaha. Chandramasa eva, only by the moon alone. What now? Sarve deva, sarve, sarvani, jyoti, gumshi. Sarvani is a neutral-gender word. All. Jyoti, gumshi here should not be taken as a luminaries here. Jyoti, mshi is a plural form of jyotish, which literally means a luminary, but here it should be taken as just all the devatas. Jyotimshi here should be taken as effulgent devatas. Jyotimshi here should not be taken as luminaries. Here Jyotim should be taken as devatas. All other subordinate devatas survive. They become great. They become powerful because of the blessings of Chandra Devata. You should take directly. You take as what? What does it preside over? Have you got it now?
Yeah.
This is why Tattva Bodha is very primary important lesson. Understand now?
Yeah.
Tattva Bodha prepares you earlier itself to understand all these things. At least now you are reminded of what you had studied earlier.
Mm.
Now you can go back and see what is the Vyakti. Now at least understand. What is individual seeing power and what is a total power? The total power is given a name. When you think of Surya, I mean, don't think of only Surya. So the total seeing power is actually presiding deity of seeing power is what? Surya. Presiding deity of the total mental power, the power of all the minds, thinking power, knowing power, all the power shakti. Belongs to, who is the presiding deity? Moon. The total power of touch. Vayuhu. The total power of speech. That is why when you speak, it can become any hot words also can come. Why? Agni is the devata. Understand now? Agni is the devata. Heat comes in sometimes. Speech. Generally, isn't Agni is a devata. So, what I'm saying here, Agni means don't think only as a heat here. Agni is the deity, presiding deity of the power of speech. This is a presiding deity, I mean the total power. Total power, how can you calculate? My speech, power of speech plus total. You don't know the number. Okay, just say total. Is equal to what? Total power. we are going to see the same thing will become much clearer in the following upasanam, which is called Hiranyagarbha upasanam. Okay, now what is it? Let us finish this first. We can forget. Bhuritiva.
Bhuritiva.
Agnihi.
Agnihi.
Bhuva iti vayuhu.
Bhuva iti vayuhu.
Suvarityadityah.
Suvarityadityah.
Maha iti chandrama.
Maha iti chandrama.
Chandrama savava.
Chandrama savava.
Sarvani jyoti gumshi.
Sarvani jyoti gumshi.
Mahiyante.
Mahiyante.
Okay, now we are entering into the third level of Vyakriti Upasanam. You have to remember, same Vyakritis are the Alambanani. The objects meditated upon them are different. Now, in two levels of meditation, we have finished what now? 8 objects. And we are going to the third level of meditation. And here, the third level of meditation, objects taken for meditation are from the Vedas. The Vedas themselves are taken as the devatas, objects of meditation here. So, Bhuritiva Ruchaha,
Bhuritiva Ruchaha,
Bhuva iti Samani,
Bhuva iti Samani,
Suvariti Yajugamshi,
Suvariti Yajugamshi,
Maha iti Brahma,
Maha iti Brahma,
Brahmanavava,
Brahmanavava,
Sarve Veda Mahiyante,
Sarve Veda Mahiyante.
Okay. He says, Bhuhu itiva ruchaha. Va actually should be taken as vai. No, even anywhere you come up as va here, vai, vai means actually in, just to add it itself. Ruchaha means Rigvedaha. Ruchaha means Rigveda mantras. Rich one singular Rigveda mantra is called Rik. Rik means singular word. Rik means what? One Rigveda mantra is called Rik. One Rigveda mantra is called Rik. All the Rigveda mantras in plural is called Richaha. So, Richaha means what? All the Rigveda mantras. So, the Rigvedaha is said to be what now? Richaha. So, the Rigvedaha is meditated upon Bhuhu Vyakritihi. Bhuritivarachaha,
Bhuritivarachaha,
Bhuva iti Samani,
Bhuva iti Samani.
Like how Rik is one mantra, Richaha means many Rigveda mantras. Therefore, Richaha indicates what? The Rigvedaha as a whole. Rigvedaha is to be meditated upon the Vyakritihi Bhuhu. Thereafter, Bhuva iti Samani,
Bhuva iti Samani.
Here, Saman. Saman means Samaveda mantra. Samani means what? Samaveda mantras. So, Samani stands for what now? Samavedaha. So, meditated upon the Samaveda has to be meditated upon the Bhuvaha Vyakritihi.
Suvaritiya jugumshi, Suvaritiya jugumshi.
Then, Yajush. Yajush means one. Yajurveda mantra is called Yajush. Yajumshi means many Yajurveda mantras. But in Vedic usage, you say Yajugumshi. Gum is a Vedic. Okay? యజు సువరితి యజుగుంషి
సువరితి యజుగుంషి.
సో యజుగుంషి మీన్స్ యజుంషి. యజుంషి మీన్స్ ఆల్ యజుర్వేద మంత్రాస్ విచ్ మీన్స్ యజుర్వేద. సో యజుర్వేద ఈస్ టు బి మెడిటేటెడ్ అపాన్ వ్యాహృతి సువః. సమవేద ఈస్ టు బి మెడిటేటెడ్ అపాన్ భువః. ఋగ్వేద ఈస్ మెడిటేటెడ్ అపాన్ భూః. Then, what about it? Maha iti Brahma.
Maha iti Brahma.
Now, what is Brahma here? Here, the word Brahma means Omkaraha. What is to be invoked upon Mahaha Vyakritihi? Om. Why Om? Because, why Omkara is meted upon the, because Omkara is the ప్రధాన దేవత.
బ్రహ్మణావావ బ్రహ్మణావావ సర్వే వేదా సర్వే వేదా మహీయంతే మహీయంతే.
ఆల్ ది వేదాస్ ఆర్ పవర్ఫుల్ బికమ్ గ్రేట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హూమ్? బ్రహ్మణ బై ఓంకార ఓన్లీ. వై? బికాస్ ఓంకార ఈస్ the Ishvara, is a sound symbol of Ishvara the whole. Omkara represents Ishvara the whole, the universal law and order. Omkara is the essence of, see, does the butter pervade the milk or the milk pervade the butter? Which pervades what?
Butter.
You say milk pervades butter, then you had to go home and churn. Whether you churn the butter or churn the milk, what comes out of it is pervasive, isn't it? Therefore, similarly, subtler the vastu, it is more pervasive it is. More pervasive it is, that becomes the essence also. Is it clear now? So, when you churn all the Vedas, what you get out of it is what? First, Brahmaji intellectually churned and churned and churned, he got what? 3 lines of Gayatri. Again he churned. It's like Indian women, they will not leave even tiniest bit of butter in it, okay? People get tired and will throw it, but they will not leave it. Especially when I was doing for my diet control in India, I do it. Again I put it in the mixie, take even a small bit of butter out of it. You have to churn again and you get tired, no? Sometimes it's early morning you have to start before the sunrise so that it won't melt. All the butter you get out of it, take out of it. Then like that, Brahmaji had the intellectual churning of his 3 Vedas. He got 3 lines of Gayatri. Then again 3 Gayatri. Then from again he churned it, he got Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. Again he churned it, A-U-Ma. 3 sounds. From 3 syllables, he got 3 sounds. And 3 sounds constitute what? Om. Therefore, what is the way? Omkaraha, essence of all the Vedas. Therefore, essence pervades the entire Vedas. Don't say milk pervades the butter, butter alone pervades the milk. For Omkara pervades the Vedas. Omkara is subject matter of the Vedas. Enquiry into the meaning of Omkara is, in fact, having the vision of, will result in vision of the reality. That's what I told you, we have to wait for Mandukya. Okay. Therefore, now I understand why Omkara is great. So here, Brahma means what? Pranavaha. What is Pranavaha? See, Brahma means Veda, Brahma means Omkaraha, Brahma means Ishvara, Brahma also absolute reality. Which context the word means what? It should be very clear. Early research suggests simply big, great. Maha iti tad Brahma. When I said that Brahma means great. That's all. That's why it's very important to know what exactly is the meaning. Is it clear? So here, therefore, maha iti brahma, maha iti brahma. So in this 3rd level of Vyakriti Upasanam, the devata, the pradhana devata, the main deity, meditated upon the Vyakritihi Mahaha is Brahma. Brahma actually is Omkaraha. Why Omkara is great? Because Brahmana Vava Sarve Veda Mahiyante. Brahmana Vava Sarve Veda Mahiyante. All the Vedas are great because of the subject matter of the Vedas. Because of the? Why Veda is great? Because of the subject matter of the Veda. What is the subject matter of the Veda? Ishvara. What is Ishvara? The essence of the reality. The reality, the truth of the whole universe. Ishvara means what? Bhagavan means what? The truth of the entire cosmos. Is subject matter. Is it clear now? Therefore, Om represents what? Ishvara, the subject matter of the all the three Vedas, which pervades all the Vedas. Subject matter pervades any textbook. Is it clear now? Pervasion has to be understood differently also. The subject, the main core teaching of the textbook pervades the entire textbook means what? The entire textbook, what is the main thing which is held in mind when it is discussed? Ishvara. Okay? Therefore, here he says, Brahmana Vava Sarve Veda Mahiyante. Brahmana Vava Sarve Veda Mahiyante. So, Veda will not be great if it does not, this subject matter is not Ishvara. Not simply Ishvara, I mean not like other, they don't be strong contentions of the concept of Ishvara. Here the fact, here the concept of Ishvara is not just a contention, it is a vision, it's a fact. And that fact is what? It is a verifiable fact. It's not a non-verifiable belief. That is subject matter of this Shastra, isn't it? And that is represented by what? Omkara. This Omkara is superior. Is it kind of all the Vedas are great because of Omkara? Because Omkara is what now? Ishvara. Bhagavan is subject matter of the Shastram. So third level of Upasana also is over.
Bhuriti vai pranaha, Bhuriti vai pranaha, Bhuva ityapanaha, Bhuva ityapanaha, Suvariti vyanaha, Suvariti vyanaha, Mahayityannam, Mahayityannam, Annena vava, Annena vava, Sarve prana mahiyante, Sarve prana mahiyante.
Okay. Here now, the pranaha. We are not taking all the five pranas. We are taking few only. Pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha. See, pranaha, of the five physiological functions, we are taking only three here. Pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha. So pranaha, what is pranaha? Prag gamanavan vayuhu pranaha. Prak gamanavan vayuhu means that which comes out. Remember what? The exhaled air. The exhalation is the pranaha. Then apanaha means what? Adho gamanavan vayuhu apanaha. The ox which goes inwards toward, adho gamanavan, which goes into, then goes down to the lungs. Adho gamanavan is oxygen, the inhaled air. The function of inhalation is called what? Apanaha. And then apanaha also means, one more, adho gamanavan means that which goes down, and also which pushes the unwanted, the waste from the body. That's why excretion also we say. But apana represents both. The names are given to both, but here you should take it as what? The apanaha means adho gamanavan. Adaha, which goes in downwards to the lungs. So the function of inhalation. So the respiration represented by in form of two functions of exhalation, inhalation are known as what? Pranaha, apanaha. Constantly there is exhalation, constantly there is inhalation, isn't it? Then these two, we say, bhuriti vai pranaha. Bhuriti vai pranaha. So bhuhu iti, the pranaha is to be, pranaha is the devata, the object, mated upon the vyakritihi bhuhu. Bhuhu is the symbol upon which you meditate what? This pranaha. Bhuvaityapanaha. Bhuvaityapanaha. Are you all able to follow?
Yeah.
Feel able to concentrate? Yeah. Because annam also comes and you don't feel hungry. That's right. Bhuvaityapanaha.
Bhuvaityapanaha.
I'll stop with this soon. Then apanaha is to be meditated up. Apanaha is the devata which is invoked on bhuvaha vyakritihi. We meditate on apanaha, okay, where? In bhuva vyakritihi. Bhuvo vyakriti. Thereafter, suvariti vyanaha.
Suvariti vyanaha.
Vyanaha means vishvagamanavan vyanaha. Vishvagamanavan means that which circulates the energy all over the body through circulation of blood. If the blood is circulated all over means, then the energy is distributed. Isn't it? Blood has to go everywhere. So Vishvak means all over. All. This is the word Vishvam, Vishvak, everything beautiful. Vishvagamanavan vayuhu. What? Vyanaha. Therefore, Vyanaha is to be meditated upon this Suvaha. Okay. Then, Mahaityannam.
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 So, Mahaiti Annam. Annam, the food. Imagine. At least here, don't throw your bitter food, waste any food. You don't need to dump into your tummy also. Eat enough, the rest, see that you don't waste even bitter food. Okay. Mahaityannam.
Mahaityannam.
So, annam is the devata invoked upon the vyakritihi mahaha. Why vyakriti? The annam is great with reference to all the pranas. Why? Because if you don't eat, you will see what happens to prana. Okay? There is no prana, there is no apana, there is no vyana. And then that's all, will all disappear. Isn't it? You know, annam, there is no prana. No prana means what now? There is no energy, isn't it? Anne navava sarve prana mahiyante.
Anne navava sarve prana mahiyante.
Anne navava.
Anne navava
sarve prana mahiyante.
Sarve prana mahiyante.
See, you won't believe, I never waste a bit of food. Bit of it, I never waste. Even if I can't eat, I keep it and then eat it later on. This time what happened, the new can, we opened thinking that there was no milk in the old can. But little milk was left in the, I finished everything, little was left. That little was left, I completely forgot that was empty. Why the empty is sitting inside? So I put it outside. Then I found it was little milk which got wasted. It got spoiled. So I left it outside itself. Okay, spoiled, gone now. Then for which I did some japa, you know that. Because I never want to waste, because even a bit of food we waste consciously, Bhagavan will punish us with that. Even one grain of food, if you waste, you will be put, now you will be starved, you will be starved for one day. That is what they frighten elders. Yamala solvanga. If you don't eat this, oru paruke waste panna, oru naal Bhagavan na dandichava saapadillama. Bhagavan will punish you for one full day, he will make you starve if you waste one grain of rice. That is what elders say. That means, not that as, see, just a discipline, just to make us behave this in a, properly, so we, they tell us. Now that, I mean, not that we should, I'm not saying that, but it will be conscious. Because we cannot produce grain on our own. It's any amount of grain we're enjoying, it's all literally, you know, blessed to, you know, give as a, got as a blessing by all the phenomena. Mother Earth, Prithvi Devata, isn't it? It's not that easy to get anything. We really will not see the seriousness. The food, we cannot eat anything. We don't get food from, the nature does not yield. That's why we hear, Anne navava sarve e pranamahi. Anne navava sarve e pranamahi yante.
Anne navava sarve e pranamahi yante.
So, this Annam is the Pradhana Devata invoked upon the Vyakritihi Mahaha. Why? Because it is the Annam, now because of which alone all these pranas become great and survive. Okay, this is fourth level of Vyakriti Upasanam. Finished. Be happy. Therefore, the four levels of meditation, the four Alambanani, in each level of meditation, we had four Pradhana Devatas, Angi Devatas, then rest we had Anga Devatas, subordinate Devatas. Main, and in each level of meditation, we had one Angi Devata, three Anga Devatas. The main Devata and subordinate Devatas. And main Devata, always in each level of meditation, the main Devata, the Pradhana Devata was, is meditated upon the Mahaha Vyakritihi. The rest subordinate are meditated upon other Vyakritis, Bohu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Is it clear? Totally we have 16 Devatas meditated upon four Vyakritis in four levels of meditation. Therefore he says, Chatasras Chatasrovya, okay, Tava, Tava, Yetas, Chatasras Chaturdha, Chaturdha, Chatasraha, Taha, Va, Yetaha, those, Taha means those, Yetaha means this. So those are the four Vyakritis, okay, upon which the four levels objects are meditated upon in four levels. Okay, Chaturdha means four types, fourfold. Chaturdha means fourfold. There are four levels of meditation of, okay, upon this four Alambanani, four Vyakritis. Is it clear?
Chatasras Chatasro, Chatasras Chatasro, Vyahritayaha, Vyahritayaha,
Chatasraha, 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 Vyahritayaha. Chatasraha means four. Tisraha means three. Chatasraha means four. So Chatasraha, Chatasraha, Vyahritayaha means four Vyahritayaha, upon which four Devatas were invoked. Then he says,
Tayo Veda, Tayo Veda,
Taha Yaha Veda. Veda means here one who knows, one who practices meditation, one who meditates upon those Vyakritis. Taha means those Vyakritis. Taha means those four Vyakritis. Yaha Veda, one who meditates on those Vyakritis, knowing those Vyakritis means what? One who meditates on those Vyakritis, or one who practices this Vyakriti Upasanam,
Saveda Brahma, Saveda Brahma,
Saveda, Saha Veda means he knows Brahma. Here Brahman does not mean Parambrahma. In, please listen, in this context, Brahman means Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma means Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha here means Hiranyagarbhaha. Brahma in this context means Hiranyagarbha.
Saveda Brahma, Saveda Brahma.
Saveda Brahma means he knows Hiranyagarbha. Here knowing Hiranyagarbha means he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. He attains the status of being the Hiranyagarbha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? What does Hiranyagarbha mean? Long lesson, we will see next class. Okay, he attains Hiranyagarbha Padam. If a person practices this Vyakriti Upasanam, he attains Hiranyagarbha state. Okay, and who is Hiranyagarbha? Here Brahma means Hiranyagarbha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Now understand, Hiranyagarbha is total subtle power. That means what? See, total seeing power is Surya. Total hearing power is space. Total power of speech is fire. Like that you say total power, Devata, isn't it? Like that. Now only total power is this, one power. Now total sukshma power. Total samashti sukshma prapanchaha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Consciousness plus total subtle power is equal to Hiranyagarbha. This I taught you in Mundaka Upanishad. This I also discussed in Tattvabodha class. You might have forgotten. Doesn't matter. We will again remind you of the same class in following, for next class. I am going to remind you all these things. That is why I told you don't worry. If whatever you didn't listen, now you can listen again. Only thing is it doubles my work. It will take more time. Doesn't matter. But we'll understand thoroughly. Who is Hiranyagarbha now? Samashti Sukshma Shaktihi. Samashti Sukshma Shaktihi is total subtle power means total sense power. Total, look at this. See, total sense power, total powers of organs of actions, total prana shakti, total mental power. All the totality, subtle power is equal to Hiranyagarbha. So Devata is individual total and Hiranyagarbha is total total. Got it? Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha. Say now, Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha. Which means what? Consciousness plus total subtle manifestation is equal to Hiranyagarbha. Is it clear now? So Hiranyagarbha, doesn't matter. I come back and talk about Hiranyagarbha. Next class, we will start with Hiranyagarbha. Now why? Now here in this context, Shankaracharya raised an objection is Bhashyam. How is it possible? If a person meditates upon Hanuman, and Hanuman stands for Vairagyam, dispassion. It is committed only to Rama. Okay. And how can a meditator upon Hanumanji can become a great person of dispassion? That should be Palam, isn't it? See, because there is a saying in whatever you meditate on, you become that. Yad yad upaste tad bhavati. You become that which you meditate on. Know that? That is the power. You become that what you meditate on. This is Satyam. If all the time meditate on, that is, we never say dream, we say meditate. There are some people who also say dream, dream, dream. Of course, another way of saying, you think about it all the time, you think about something, you become that. That is why you better choose what to think of. Sometimes your mind goes to something what it wants. Hey, that's why don't allow to indulge. Okay? What made you become that? All the time you meditate on something, Rama, 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 Rama. What Rama stands for, all the ideal qualities of a man, you get it. even if you don't know the meaning of that. That is why sometimes somewhere people helped. Very good thing. Knowingly or unknowingly, they made people meditate upon Rama. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But it has limitation, okay? It can't give you everything, moksha. Yad upaste tad bhavati. So here Shankaracharya raised the question, how can a person who meditates upon Vyakritis attain Hiranyagarbha status? Isn't it? One who meditates upon the goddess of learning, who should be blessed with the knowledge, he can be blessed with the wealth. One who meditates upon the goddess of wealth, and he'll be blessed with what? Wealth, not knowledge. And that's what I'm saying. So whatever you meditate on, you will be blessed with that power, given thing only, Shakti. So if a person is meditating upon these Vyakritis, these are different devatas, how can he attain the Hiranyagarbha status? Now you do not know who is Hiranyagarbha. Now you do not know what is attaining Hiranyagarbha status. I have to teach you all these things. Only then you can understand this question also. Is it clear? No, you can't even understand the question because you don't know what is Hiranyagarbha status. I'll talk about all those things next class. Then this is, Shankaracharya himself gives an answer. No. The one who meditates upon Vyakritis also knows meditation on Hiranyagarbha. That means one who practices this Vyakriti Upasanam also is the one who practices, there's another Upasanam comes, Hiranyagarbha, meditation on Hiranyagarbha. So these two meditation upon, these twofold meditations together, you know, actually result in the attainment of Hiranyagarbha state. Hiranyagarbha's position. Okay? Together. Not one. What is Hiranyagarbha meditation? We'll see next class. So next class we are going to have the Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. No? Hiranyagarbha Upasanam with third meditation discussed in Sikshavalli. We have totally five meditations. Samhita is over. Vyakriti is over. We are going to go to the third meditation called Hiranyagarbha Upasanam next class. Okay, so you will understand who is Hiranyagarbha, what does it mean by saying attainment of Hiranyagarbha or becoming one with Hiranyagarbha, what does it mean, and what is Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. We will understand all these things in detail next class. Hope I have taught you something. And the last, I'm leaving the last sentence. Okay? Sarve esmai deva balima vahanti. Sarve esmai deva balima vahanti. Okay. Om shanti shanti shanti.